Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, guys? This is Ooh from the Chewing Ooh podcast. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's an easy way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. And not only that, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear yourself on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead and just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And like always, guys, see you next time, kitties.
Hey everyone, this is Mando Rivera, el Pelacas, el mejor referee de lucha libre aquí en el Valle de Texas.
Hello everyone, this is Keith from Staten Island.
This is Faisal Maddox from Chi-Rag, Illinois.
This is Denny Chance from McAllen, Texas.
This is Pro Wrestling's Flower Child, Mooncat Franco from Love Street, Texas.
Yo, what's up guys? This Angel Ray from The Artist Project.
Que lo que, what is up? This is El Matatán, Mateo Osuna from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic.
Hey, this is Tiger King 2 coming to you from El Valle de los Reyes.
This is Pop Culture from the Rio Grande Valley.
This is Noah from Los Fresnos, Texas.
Hey, this is Marco from the band Eris.
It's your man, the first night of Shaolin, Staten Island, New York City. And check it out, man. Y'all having a great time with my boys, Chewing Oo of the Chewing Oo Podcast. Yeah!
When you think of bromances, you probably think of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, George Clooney and Brad Pitt, Robert Redford and Paul Newman. But me, I think of Chew and Ooh. Chew is 6'7", and Chew makes fun of Ooh by calling him Ooh,
short for Ewok.
Together, this dynamic duo is taking on talent from the RGV, helping local artists be heard, giving them a voice. Not that one. Local businesses, artists, directors, actors, the music scene, Tejano, rock, R&B, hip-hop, we cover it all. We cover it all. Welcome to the Chew and Ooh podcast. And here are your hosts, Chew and Ooh.
Back to the Chew and Ooh podcast.
Say it for me, man.
G-Ritmo in the house. I swear my Spanish sucks sometimes, dude. And I'm constantly speaking it every freaking... Shut up. Speaking it every day. But anyways, man. Woo! So before we get to the festivities and start going to the podcast, all I'm asking for you guys is just 5 seconds of silence for Mr. Vicente Fernandez, one of the greatest all-time mariachi singer. Let's give him 5 seconds. 5 seconds of peace and silence, please. Thank you, guys. And not only that, guys, we're gonna take a shot for Mr. Vicente Fernandez here, some gorditos. This is prior to the Cinco de Mayo episode. We gotta thank Johnny Esco and Andy for this, man. The 9.56 boys. ADP was, man. Thanks very much. And by the way, guys, awesome show last week at the Eatery. Oh my God. If you guys haven't gone and checked that out, go to their podcast and listen to it. One hell of a show, man. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, Sean Mecca was too there. But anyways, you know, hey, there we go. Hey, shout out to the homie Jimmy. Well, they just jumped right on, man, right there.
It was a badass experience for another reason, because apparently we have fans.
I know. That was the weird thing.
That was a badass moment.
It was a pretty cool moment having people knowing what our podcast was like. Oh, yeah.
It's always pretty badass. Wow, you know, dude. You get people to recognize you. You're like, oh, shit. Like, I have you on all this. And you're like,
You do?
What?
Babe, I got a stalker. I feel so wanted now.
Someone loves me.
Someone loves me.
Is here.
You're like Chente, like, did one of these bottles, like, in the morning just to wake up, right?
Well, if anybody follows TikTok, I did a whole bottle.
Nomás
por un día.
Wake up in the morning.
Well, the wake up call, and everybody grab your shot glass here. Grab one. There you go, man.
Thank you, brother.
This one goes out to Chente. We miss you. We love you. And we'll always never forget your voice, my friend. Salud. Salud. Salud.
Salud. Salud.
Love that when you go, man. Nice and smooth.
That's pretty smooth.
There you go. Virgin. Die. Die. Drink some water, dude.
Not yet.
Not my time. Gonna give
him a
bang. Woo! Anyways, let's get into the pot. You're right there, too.
That was so smooth. I love
that. They call me Ralph.
Okay, we can do it again.
Guys, if he passes out, just call 911. I'll put the actual address so that way you can say, oh, there goes my camera. My camera's going down. Look at that. Oh, my God. Now it's just on the guest. That's so.
Oh, shit.
That's so awesome. This is the ghost people that we've been talking about.
You know what?
Oh, and I got an interview. Now it got me, you see?
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Interesting story on some of the stuff that been happening here at the studio. Let me fix the camera real quick. Keep a little conversation going so we have any dead air there, Chew. Just don't stumble over your. Dumbass.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and start the interview now. So tell us about yourself, dude. G Ritmo, what's going on, G Ritmo?
What's up, man? So I'm a producer, engineer, and DJ as well from here from the valley. So I started first DJing back in maybe 2011.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then after that,
okay,
just fell in love with it, man. I was like, man, I need to go find some more, you know. Come on, they say I could get better at it, but get more into producing, like engineering. So I was trying to find for a school here locally to do audio. So I couldn't really find any, and then I ended up moving to Austin. So I went and went to live in Austin for like 6 years.
Ooh,
so that's when I got my degree over there. So and then after that, I moved back like in 2018 and just started my own studio over here. Started recording.
Damn, that long. So you were like invested in Austin there for a while.
Yeah, I was invested for a while over there. So it took me like 3 years to finish school, and then after that, I just kept on working and getting jobs over there.
Oh, that's badass. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you primarily work on while you were? Did you just like do everything, or is like it's hip hop?
No? I usually do shit everything, bro. A little bit of everything. Yeah, I kind of not tend to just stick to one genre because I tend to just, as being a creator, just be a whole bunch of different like music genres. Like I try to do pop a lot too, because from what I've heard, it's like it's the one that pays the most. This is Mexican doing pop, bro. Let's get it.
I always say, you gotta make that bread somehow.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything, you know. And I always try to break the boundaries, you know. Sometimes I like to throw like cumbias with like hip hop or like, you know, different stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, see, that's kind of good, man. You put your little influence on the musician.
Yeah, like little stamp. Yeah,
yeah, and it'll take off, because you know, I don't like to bring up older songs, because especially earworms, because
the thing is that being around a lot of different genres of music is the best way to do it, because it not just doesn't leave you stuck in one genre, it makes you expand more. Good example, I'm gonna mention, I just mentioned Sean Mecca. He did a lot of hip hop. He did a lot of hip hop, and now he jumped into a country hip hop now. And I have heard it before, but I mean, to actually hear it, really sit down and listen to it up close, total different experience, man.
Yeah, and it's dope, because I mean, what he's doing is great. Shout out Sean Maker. They actually have a show this Friday for him, actually.
My little brother and Sean Maker will be out there. They invited us to RSVP the
Eat My Ass birthday bash. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, is
we,
that...
we got rid of that name real quick.
what do you mean? I have the banner made already, man.
Oh,
damn.
Shit. They got rid of that name real quick. Oh, wait. Before I go on, shout out to our buddy Louie on the commercial. That, leave him alone, dude, all right? And he's saying, I'm back. Because he's been gone for the last two episodes.
I had
and
no
let idea. Me have everybody give it to you. There you go, Louie. Welcome, brother. Yeah. And also, hello, Hitting Dragon Zero X. Hey, man, what's going on? Thanks for joining on Twitch. Thank you, man, for watching us on Twitch.
Where you been on Twitch? Damn.
Oh, shoot, man. This is the first guy we actually, or well, person that is on Twitch. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's cool, man. So you're like streaming it on different
platforms? Yeah, it's on Twitch, it's on Twitter, and it's on Facebook. And we got Instagram right there. We haven't forgot about you. You're right there. We see you. But, yeah, dude, like I was saying, listening to the country version of the hip-hop and country mixed together, it's like,
it's wow, cool.
I can get into it.
Yeah,
you know
especially
what I mean?
Especially when you're in fucking Texas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
fuck yeah,
it is. Especially when you're in Texas. Like, the, you can just, like, a lot of people, like, they try to, like, do too much, like, marketing, like, so much arrows and, oh, do this and do that. Or and then I was like, bro, like, you know, Texas is so big. We can just, you can just live off Texas. Like, you know, how Texas rappers in Houston, they independent enough for their mainstream in Texas, but they made all their life with just being big in Texas. You know, I mean, obviously you can go bigger, but I mean, if you can go live comfortably or live above comfortable levels in Texas, you can. You just gotta push it.
Exactly. No, I hear you, man. And like I said, the different genres of styles that are coming out, man, I like it. I mean, it's going. It's just like and it happens. It happens every. How can I put it? It happens through every decade.
Every generation.
That generation it changes. You know, we had the old disco, then it moved into 80s retro pop, and then from 80s, even with rock, from rock to heavy metal, speed metal, then it went into grunge, then it went to sissy rock, then it went different genres just pop up, and that's the beautiful thing, man. It just keeps growing and growing. And I'm the old guy. You know that like, man, some music, I don't like it, bro. Like, give me some Metallica, bro. I want to hear something fast. There's no bands out there that play fast like that anymore, you know? You have to stay with the old school instead of going with something new. It's like the musician, and I'm a musician myself, you try to take the high road and try something easier. That way you can process it faster.
Yeah. You know what I mean? My simple. Yeah.
Exactly. And,
because it comes down to like, you know, unfortunately, it can't always be about the art. It's got to be about the numbers too.
Yeah, exactly. It's a numbers game.
Pop does sell a little bit more because that's what people want to hear.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, it's more accessible to like a lot of like age too. Like when you listen to pop, you can like range it in a bigger like gap. You know, instead of hip hop, you basically get like a certain gap. You know, some old hits might not like hip hop. You go, oh, that's hip hop. This and that. But pop, you can kind of go both ways. Like in a bigger age group, then in the lower age group as well.
Yeah.
And now you're is it called Gem Cut Studio? Gem Cutter Studio.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as artist wise, how many artists do you have in there coming out of that in particular studio?
I've recorded like I think above like 50 different artists, but right now like that I have like constantly is two or three that I've like basically doing full time. It's Arnold the Painter and Says, and then right now I'm getting other people that come in from there. But those are the two main artists that I work with right now.
That's cool. You see, this is what, you hear that? It's the that was me talking about the ghost earlier. You hear that? The audio going on and off. Oh my God! Come on, there we go. Oh, and the reason.
I think that's you losing it, dude.
No, I am losing it, bro. It's the damn tequila. Damn if you said that. I didn't mean for you to show up here. But, man. I'm not sure you guys listened to the Fred's house of this last week's episode. He went and interviewed Johnny Esco at his house.
Nice.
And, and Johnny, I'm going to put you on the spot, man. His place is literally haunted.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they said they were hearing some crazy stuff out there. And Fred, I was talking to Fred during the week. He goes, dude, after I left that place, bro, I did not feel myself the next day. I mean, I was, like, off. And Johnny said that he was the same thing. I'm like, bro, he goes, yeah, I told Johnny, I'm never going to your house ever again.
unless you get a six-pack.
Right, unless there's barbecue and a six-pack, bro, then I'm there. But oh yeah, man, and I was like, wow, dude. And the same thing I was telling Fred. I go, when Andy was here for Halloween, we did our interview, and the interview went smooth. You know, we're talking about blah blah, and man, it would go off on. It erased some track and on off. I'm like, what the hell? The internet would go out. It would come back on.
I'm like, and then when Andy left, everything was running smooth. So I'm like, either Andy, there's something about your podcast, bro, that's something haunted. Change the name. No, no, man, but it's freak out. And we did release one video on TikTok with all the orbs coming up towards the camera because we have a camera in the front office. Shit. Yeah. And if you look at it, go on TikTok and look for it on Chewy News TikTok. But he has his own. If you all see the new TikTok of Chew, it's awesome dancing, that Sasquatch dancing in the woods. It was beautiful, dude, by the
way. They're so racist. anyway, getting back to our guests.
So, yeah, man, like I said, you saw the orbs come from the bottom and go up and everything. And then if you look at the bottom right hand in the corner of the door, you can see like a shadow right in front of the door just walking by, and it just disappears.
Oh, snap.
So I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. We need a priest or a cura, somebody, man, a witch doctor or something to come in here and take care. Maybe we put Chu's leg by the front door, it'll go away.
No. I know a sacrifice when I hear that. I think
Vicente's in the podcast, man, because he's a. I think he wants that. I know, right? But anyways, man. So I mean, as far as like, I mean, you have a couple of artists under your belt that are going out there. I mean, is it just pure hip hop? R&B, or is it?
It's like a little bit of a mixture of everything. I also work with like reggaeton artists and everything like that, Spanish, English. But ahorita it's like Spanish, like rap and hip hop and like art. I think Arnold the Painter. Man, it's hard to categorize his music. I would say something in the range of pop with electronica, because we're doing something like synthwave retro kind of sounds. But we connected with a producer from Canada. So, from Toronto.
Really?
So he's like, man, he's super talented. So we actually just dropped our new album. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our album release party this Saturday. So y'all more than welcome to come on by, guys. So
yeah,
it's going to be at the same place that Sean McGee's on. They have it on Friday. We have it on Saturday.
Dude, man, we will be in the area on Friday. And I'll try to make it out on Saturday, man. That'll be great.
Yeah,
too,
for sure,
just
man.
To go out there and check that out.
That's our album release party. Yeah. It's called A Dark Blue Sky. So, I mean, y'all can stream it out anywhere on Spotify, iTunes, anything like that. So it's a whole mixture. Like, it's pretty cool, man. It's like, I showed it to some people. They're like, what is this rock or is this pop or is like, so I think.
How would they find it on Spotify?
On Spotify, you can just search Arnold the Painter and then Dark Blue Skies.
Dark Blue Skies.
Yeah, okay. That's the album
check
number.
Check that out.
Album name. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, so yeah, like I've showed it to a couple people and they're like, man, I don't know, like no offense, but I don't know what this is. Like the genre. And I think that's cool because that's, you know, you're making original music where you can't really specify where.
Yeah, right. That's the beautiful thing. Yeah. You want people to listen to you and they come up with their own genre.
Yeah, exactly.
So some will say, oh, it's indie rock, or oh no, it's more like a hip hop slash draft punk style. No, that's the beautiful thing. There's so many different genres you can mix it into. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like, well, it's basically how we worked on the album was SJ, shout out SJ Rock, man, from Canada. He would send out some instrumentals and beats, and we would start working on the track. And sometimes I'll implement my own sounds into the beat itself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some tracks that have like a whole like pop feel, but his drums are like crazy drums, you know?
It'll
kind of steer away from the pop feel, but then I'll add an electric guitar to it. So now it's
there,
like,
you go.
Oh, shit, yeah. Is it like, what is it? Is it like pop rock? Or then it turns into like just pop, and then there's certain like elements that you're kind of like in between the lines, like what kind of genre is it? But like, you know, but and then Arnold's voice is really has like a real like tenor, like alto voice, so it's like just sits right in the middle. So it's like, man, like I want to know what kind of genre it is, but that's what we it's kind of as like pop electronica because we don't really know what it is. But I mean, we just keep on working at it.
That sounds like a plan, man. That's something I would like to listen to, man.
Check it out, bro. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, we've heard a lot of different genres and. You know, it's always fun to hear something new and original. That's what we've noticed, like from a lot of the artists that have come on the show, is that they do have a lot of original ideas and some really cool sounds. They do kind of tend to skew to like one genre or another, but I mean that doesn't take away from any of the talent that they got. Is that one of the reasons why you moved down here to the valley, or I mean, was
after actually when I was working, they were gonna renovate the whole hotel.
Oh, okay.
And it was going to take like 9 months for them. So they're like, oh, we're going to cut you down from full time to part time. And then we're going to send you to these hotels. And I was like, hell no, you're not. I was like, so you're saying you're going to come in part time in the peak of Austin when this fucking rent's like $1,200 a fucking single bedroom? And then,
I had
just quit my second job. So, because I was going full time. And then they tell me that shit. So I was like, I'm out. So I was like, let me just go back home, you know, save some money. If anything, I'll move back. And I ended up coming home, and this shit just kind of took off. So I just stayed here, you know what I'm saying?
So I saw the picture
I put on the trailer. Is that the actual studio behind you?
Yeah, that was my old spot. Now I got a new spot.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to send me a picture of that so I can post that on our Facebook page,
man. I got you.
Yeah, man. That's awesome, dude. And as far as, I mean, you're an artist yourself, though, man. You do your own music also, right?
Yeah. I like to collaborate with other artists from here.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically make the beat and then, you know, invite them over and then they spit their verses and stuff like that and just go off with artists from here. I got a song coming out with Jay Lugo and Rich Hill also. It's coming out like in a couple of weeks. And then I got some, what I want to do next year, probably do my own like collective label. And then just start releasing like my original projects under that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then if anything, start collaborating with more artists and just release it under that label. Okay. Basically like singles, you know, and then just split royalties with the artists. Like
now when you release, and I've been wanting to ask this question. It just occurred to me because I never asked any other artist or anybody who'd like to collab. When you release an album, do you just release the whole thing or you release it one at a time to give them a little taste?
So that's a good question, though. So we have planned to release like one track, two tracks, three tracks, and then release the album, because that's usually what like some other main artists do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we released the main song of the album, which is called Dark Blue Skies, the album name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking to Arnold, like, yo, should we release a couple? And he's like, nah, fuck it, bro. These songs are meant to be heard together. Like, let's drop the whole tape on them. And not even like the week after he's boom, just drop the whole 12 tracks. Like, you know, and we put them in order to where we point where you can listen, sit down and listen to them, and they all go
right,
coherent.
Right.
I mean, the tape is 12 tracks, which I think a total of like 36 minutes. So, I mean, it's pretty good. So you can listen to the whole tape in less than an hour, you know?
Oh, man. And anybody that backs you up, I mean, as far as like inspires you to just to keep pushing forward, I'm pretty sure, because being an artist myself, like I said, there's some times where you're just like, fuck, man, they cancel. I don't want to do this anymore. And then somebody behind you says, hey, keep going. You got to keep doing it. You're there. Yeah. Just keep going. Do you got that special someone that pushes you every day or somebody that inspires you to keep going?
Yeah, my parents, my girlfriend, the artists themselves push me as well. God, man.
I believe
in God. And I usually go based off a lot of engineers. Like sometimes I see the work and I'm like, man, I want to get to that level. And I'm at a point where I think my shit sounds good, but then I humble myself and pay the shit. I'm like, hell no. What the fuck? It's like they're in another level, bro.
And if you're watching Facebook and Instagram, he went like this. There's a young lady in the studio. She's the one that come on the podcast. She's being quiet. And I'm like, just say hello so they can hear you. There you are. Is it one of those quiet? Hi, my name is.
How are you? Hi, I'm hungry.
I hear you, man. No, man, that's good, man, to have that support behind you, bro. That push helps push the drive more than where you're set at, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, as like I said, being an artist yourself, we do so much, and then all of a sudden you get to the point where you're like, oh yeah, man, I'm tired. I need to relax. And that one person,
chingese, because you got bills to pay.
That's exactly what I was gonna get to. Like, I quit my actual job in June and just been doing music since then. So that's like my biggest pusher. Like, yo, if you don't do music or get shit like in the studio, like you ain't got shit to pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear
you. I think that's one of my biggest, like the fire up your ass type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you're doing music for a living now, and it's not like
to make it or break it.
Yeah, make it or break it. So it's like you just look at your bank account every morning, you're like, oh shit, it's not moving. it's like fuck, let me start hitting people up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just moving down.
On Friday, down all the time.
I'm going down the street, I'm gonna buy $30 worth of lottery tickets. So Domingo.
For real. I'm so salty for that shit, bro. Like, think the most I wanted one was $20. Hey, and it cost $20. Oh, like, fuck, bro. Yeah.
The most I wanted. Hey, man, I bought those dog ones, and I won $3 one.
Yeah, bro.
Like, woo, I'm rolling, baby. Yeah. I just made a $2 profit.
Bro, they get you with that shit, bro. Yeah. Like, you got two more extra dollars. Oh, yeah. You get three tickets, and then you get three more.
Let's take a 2-second pause for our sponsors.
The Chewy New Podcast would like to thank our following sponsors. Ovidio Brothers Electrical. Are you looking for a master electrician to do commercial or residential? Call Sergio Ovidio at 956-904-7177. That's 956-904-7177. And let them know the rock star sent you. Hemp It Up, CBD, located in McAllen, Texas, and Wesico, Texas. Head out there, get yourself a smoke, a gummy, even a cream. Trust me, great atmosphere, great customer service. If you want to call ahead of time, give them a call at 956-540-9488. That's 956-540-9488. Ask for Maricela and let them know the Chewy New Podcast sent you. Matt Mayer AC Repair. This is the guy you want in your corner. With those cold nights coming up or those hot summer days, give Matt Mayer a call at 956-884-8288. That's 956-884-8288. Let him know the Chew A New Podcast sent you. And now, back to our program.
And we're back.
That took forever,
man. That took forever, man. Damn, but we got to love those sponsors, man. They help us out. We got some new toys that we're going to play with next season.
Can you elaborate on that, dude? Because that's
a new mixer for the system, bro. Not the toys I got you for Christmas, but.
Batteries not included.
Oh, man. Why is the box moving so much?
It's alive. No, it's alive. Is this the ghost we're talking about?
That ghost. Ooh, what's up? I think the ghost followed me to the house. Why?
Sasuke, I'll let you two finish this. I'm out. I'll just sit over here.
Put your headsets on, man.
I'm gonna drink some water. I'm just gonna sit back.
We can still hear you, buddy. It doesn't matter.
I know you can't.
But anyways, back to what we're talking about, man. So I mean, as far as I know, you say you've done quite a few collabs with different artists and what so have you. I mean, as far as shows, I know you have a couple of videos that did come out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I know Daniel Ibarra with a tiny
Out Daniel, man.
He said that y'all did a video together. How'd that go? How did that whole thing go?
Video, like a music video,
Or something like that, or a collaboration with him.
We've done several collaboration with him. He's actually invited us out to the eatery. So mm-hmm. we were at the eatery, I think it was like a month ago.
Okay.
He had the shoulder, so we were there mm-hmm. with Arnold, actually.
Okay.
We're there, and then we collab like on different like events or in regards to videos. We do like promotional videos and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's cool, man. I mean, yeah, I know. Here, it's finally the tequila's finally kicking in a little bit, yeah. And then I'm drinking a. Pickled beer here, which is really good, by the way.
Yeah.
If you want one, there's something inside, bro. If you can reach in there.
Brother. Appreciate it.
And then, before I go on, because I know she's probably watching. My mom's probably watching. She was watching about 2 days ago when my brother and I did the Thanksgiving special. Mom, thank you for the little Christmas tree. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's a beautiful Christmas tree, though there's not plugged in. And she's probably going to text right now. It needs a star. Like, Mom, just let it go, Mom.
I am a star, Mom. Star.
You got one star right here, Mom. But anyway, she's not looking. She's my mom now. You're right. Shut up. Shut up. What?
No, I'll tell you.
How dare you? I want my tamales. never made it to my door last year. Which I remind you, I never took them. They didn't make it over there because I ate them on the way. But that's a whole different other story, Chew. Don't worry about that, man.
It's like a half dozen, bro. Half dozen.
Yeah, it's coming over, bro. Don't worry about it.
Todos los tres docenas. ¿Qué le pasó?
Ahí se perdieron por la camino, pa. And if you look at the camera can't see it, but Instagram, we got little shot areas in the bottom. So we're going to allow our guests to pick one little gift under the tree to take with them, whichever you want there.
Whichever one you like. She's and I know your girl's like, this one.
No.
This one in the corner. This is in the corner.
I got it.
And you know what? It will be nice enough to give the guest that came in to grab one herself. Go ahead and grab one, whichever one you want.
Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead and want. Ah, we saw your hand. No, but all right, she got one. Go ahead and grab one for yourself, brother. There you go.
And you also got stickers.
And we got some stickers and magnets for you, which finally got them in about a couple of days ago. So now we can share to our guests so they can enjoy that. But anyways, and now let's get to this process. What we like to play is the pod deck. The pod deck. Don't give me that other crap you gave me last time. The pod
deck. Let me see your deck.
My deck is so big and shiny. I just waxed it down yesterday.
And it's black.
Yeah. Johnny warned me, dude. He's going to be funny, dude. You're going to like this guy. And once again, And once again, Chu took off his headset. And like always, we can still hear him if he says anything. But anyways.
Well, I'll say something.
Not that anybody's going to hear. But here we go. Get the next. We're going to let you pick out a question here our pod deck. So pick out anyone around. You're going to read it and answer that question. Here you go. And the first question of the podcast is,
what's your reoccurring nightmare?
Ooh, reoccurring nightmare.
Nightmare, like, man, I really haven't. It's weird because there's like two types of people. People that, oh my God, I had another dream. And then like 2 days later, oh my God, I had another dream. And then me, it's like, did I dream like once or twice a year? Like, I really don't dream that much. I don't know if it's I sleep. Like,
I don't got time to
dream. Yeah, like, or my mind don't rest or what. Like, but like, I've had nightmares before of a fucking whale fucking like trying to attack my ass. Like, I don't know, being in the beach and the whale trying to. I don't know, like, I was on the rocks, and I fucking felt like a whale coming, like a killer whale, not like...
Really?
Like, yeah, I mean,
You touched me with a whale?
Yeah, I don't know, it's fucking weird. I just had that, I don't know why, and then I've actually had, like, other nightmare of a dog killing a cat, and I love a cat, so I'm like, what the fuck? Shoot. So, I mean, I've actually, like, Googled it, what does it mean? And then it says, like, oh, with somebody, it basically means, like, you're trusting somebody too much.
Oh, you know, something that,
like,
he's
a dog trying to, like, kill, not kill you, but you know what I mean?
Trying to kill your dream, pretty much. Well, not your dream, but anything you're trying to achieve.
To achieve, yeah.
So you're the cat in the dream, and there's a dog.
Yeah, some brutal shit. And I was like, that's shit. Crazy, like, you know, so, like, that's pretty much it, but I really don't dream that much. I don't know if that's weird, or y'all dream a lot or not, or. I mean,
I've had a couple of dreams. You know what? I'll let this one. Damn it! He already told it. I don't know. No, it was a weird dream, and I told my wife about it. We were waking up the next morning because I was like, babe, I had this weird ass dream. She goes, what happened? He goes, well, I mean, here's the weird thing. I know my wife's into K-pop and all that stuff. She's constantly watching K-pop dramas.
And you love K-pop.
Oh, I love it. But but we were at some point, I don't know what happened. She had gone to a concert. She was coming out of the concert, and she was talking about the concert. It was a K-pop group. And she bought a bunch of souvenirs and stuff like that, you know. And I go, wait, I'll carry them for you, you know. And we're walking, and she's talking about this and this and that, blah, 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 and the Korean this and Korean. For some reason, I get her stuff, and I just throw it on the floor, and I belt out of her and tell her to go to hell, blah, blah, this and that, stay here. I'm not taking you home. Find your right home. I'm tired of this crap, boom, boom. And I took off, you know? I'm thinking to myself, why did I do that? But in my dream, I'm fucking doing it, you know? Yeah. I'm doing it. And my in-laws called me, my sister-in-laws, my brother-in-laws, all of them call, and I gave them a piece of my mind, each one of them, bro.
Yeah.
Each one of them. I'm like, why am I dreaming this? I would never do that.
Was it North Korea?
Yeah. It's the damn North Korea. It's the Korea.
It's Kim Jong-pop.
Damn you, BTS. No, BTS, great group, by the way. But no, I mean, it was weird, you know, and I was saying that. He goes, yeah, you have something.
By the way, our guest is nodding her head.
Yes. BTS is killing you. No, so I'm all like, she told me, you have something against my family. I go, I have nothing against your family. I don't know why I would lash out at him like that. That's crazy. I don't know why I would do that.
But that was I can think of a reason.
Oh, shut up, Chew.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, my God. Shut up. What about your nightmares besides you being chased by them? Never mind.
What? Dilo. I have this recurring nightmare that I do a podcast with some fucking. Oh, you are. Like,
and it keeps on happening. Oh, my God.
I I show up to do this podcast with this fucking asshole, and damn, bro.
You can pinch me and it's still feels real.
I'm there like, wake up, motherfucker, wake up. He's not, it just keeps going, dude.
Oh, my God. Like, it's so real, bro.
So, this one's going on the TikTok. Watch out for that one, bro. It's going on TikTok.
Look what they're doing to your baby boy, mama.
I'm taking care of him, mom. Don't worry about it.
Mama, why?
Isn't that the fight?
Yeah.
We went today. I went to go pick him up from home and stuff, and I go, dude, they stole your house. You don't take a shit for 3 minutes, and they steal your house.
Inch your neighborhood. They took my house.
Well, they left me the pavement in the front door, but
bro, like talking about like stealing shit, dude. Like, what's the most like random? I mean, it's not random, but like shit that you've heard like getting stolen.
A hubcap.
Really?
A hubcap.
I want to hear this.
I've heard hubcaps.
It's like because one of the trucks that we had like growing up, like it had a complete set, and you know, motherfuckers around here, they got like maybe three or something, yeah. Like. So apparently somebody me and my dad, we had stopped at HEB just to do some quick shopping. We were in and out. And el ratito que we were in there and we came back out, we come back out and it's
three out of four. No, hombre.
And it's like,
what kind of truck was it?
Hmm?
What kind of truck was it?
Probably a Chevy.
It was something. It was some kind of GMC. Really? I don't remember. It was a long
time. That was your truck?
Was that your truth?
Keep pinching, baby. You're not gonna wake up.
Wake the fuck up!
Oh my God! Wrong. Hello, we got people in the room, dude. We got people in the room. Wake this up. This shit's good. Oh shit! No, something stolen for man. I think one thing that got stolen for me is that back in the day I had a CD Walkman. I had it in the back of my car, and you know, I would listen to that thing, hook it up to my little Honda every time where I go anywhere, you know, to work or go to the gym, workout, stuff like that.
You drive a Honda?
Shut up, dude! Don't even go.
Hey, this is the beginning right there, man.
Watch it. Didn't have hubcaps.
Had to cover
Zillow's
out of
zone.
BTS truck.
Shut the hell up. So, for some reason, I don't know what happened, man. I had gone to the gym and I was coming back to the car and I saw the back door like closed, but it wasn't really closed. You know what I mean? It was like halfway open, you know, enough for it to latch. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? I walked back there and I go, okay, I must have not closed it all the way when I got my stuff up. And then I remembered, I go, shit, my CD Walkman's in the back with my headsets and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. And my Van Halen CD was inside there.
Oh,
so I'm like, all right, chingao. Well, wait a minute. I opened the back door.
El puro CD.
And we don't like that anyway. I would have tracked him down. Hey, you're going to steal something? Steal it right. I want to call the cops here because you didn't take my CD away, you know? But they
left one double A battery.
Right, one double A battery. Yeah, and they took the whole thing, dude. They took everything. And I was like,
it wasn't just a regular one. It's a Walkman. It's a Sony.
It was a
60-second anti-skip one.
It was the, this is going to freak everybody out. Yeah, this brand no longer exists. It was an Iowa.
I used to have one of those, the little speaker, the two speaker, the stereo ones are fire, bro.
I still have the fucking subwoofer at home, bro.
Got it.
Yeah, dude, so they stole it, and I was like, God damn it, I cannot believe that shit. I was so pissed off at, you know, when you get robbed or you know, for any reason, yeah. You just feel low for like about a week, man. Like, ching down. Yeah. I worked so hard for that shit. They just took it up from under me. What the fuck, man? Yeah. Why would anybody do that shit? And then you end up robbing somebody else. But that's a different story. So I just that's when I took the hubcap. But anyways, right away.
I'm just taking one out of the four anyways.
There's your hubcap. I don't need it.
Okay. It looks like my walking bucket.
What about yourself, man? I mean, anything that's been ripped off on you, man?
The reason I brought it up because it happened personally to me, but you know how us Mexicans is like, you live, I know my mama's house and right beside boom and around the other high and you know like blocks down at the like grandma, you know, So my cousins to my left side of me, they have those are like really big ass black German shepherd and shit. Leave out of town and you know, they leave the dog to watch their house, you know.
Yeah.
Bro, they ended up stealing the damn dog. They ended up stealing the damn German shepherd, bro. I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck does that happen? And then but the thing is that he wasn't a puppy. It was like, motherfucker, they called him also, like, you know, he was already about to be like a year or something, like, and I was like, what the fuck? And my dad's like, I'm an instigator, like, it's a Mexican car, you know, he's like, lo vi parqueado allá. He's like,
in a chuck wagon in the back, in the taza de caraway.
I think they were probably feeding him something, so like, you know, make him like, oh, he's cool with them. They opened up the gate.
And that's how it starts.
And I was like, fuck, dude, like, how the fuck is that a full-grown German Shepherd?
Yeah. They go in and get all the shit. They get all this shit out, and German Shepherd, what the fuck, you're not taking me? I come with it. You fed me for 5 weeks, man. You at least take me with you.
Yeah, it's like, I was like, what the fuck, dude? It's a professional robber right there.
So then it's true. Bitches ain't loyal, dude.
For real.
No, yeah, man.
I'm gonna follow you wherever you go, baby.
Me voy yo también.
I'm tired of doing all this guard duty for free.
No shit.
I was like, fucked up. And then the thing is that they had gotten bikes stolen from the property. That's why they got the dog.
Oh, ching.
I was like, bro, what the fuck?
That one robber, you go, watch out. The guy you buy, watch out. They got dogs, way.
Cuesta más andar que la bike.
Ve para ti, no compro un pinche chuck wagon bag.
That's it. Respect. Esos culeros,
guys. That is high. You fuck those guys that go into banks. We got 2 minutes. These motherfuckers planted right to the teeth.
Like,
feed
real.
The dog, we make it our friend, and we take all the shit away.
Yeah, I was like, this fuck is dog. Like, motherfucker, like, I was like, damn, I was kind of sad because, like, I was like, dog was pretty cool and shit. And I was like, and then my dad was like, sí, no mames, and this and that, like, that cabrón. And I was like, no, that cabrón, maybe.
That's an original G right there, man. He did that shit. I mean, it's like that joke from Colors, man. He goes, let's go arrest you. Let me tell you the story, man. There was two bulls on a hill, bro. Two bulls on the hill. There was a herd of cows in the bottom. And the young bull goes, hey, let's run down there and get us one cow. The older bull looked at him like, hey, how about we walk down there and get them all?
That's
an OG right there.
Or more to the point, his dad was just like, Sasuke, we'll just start shaking down every motherfucker we see. You smell like kibbles and bits, motherfucker. Get
yeah, I bet you the guy's probably like, oh, mira, de aquí salen cinco perritos, cinco por 500.
No.
You should German Shepherd like black and brown. This was just all full black.
Oh,
he looked like a fucking wolf and shit. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't feel like, come on, let them meow.
No,
but I mean, it's because, once you, like, you know, you get friendly with it, you recognize or something.
Yeah,
man. And it took him, like, goddamn, that's the most random shit. Like, I don't know why. Like, when we're talking about the robbing shit, that shit gets in my head.
That's some crazy shit, man.
That's a next level. she should know. Yeah, Sasuke, I'm going to take that dog, motherfucker.
Okay, bro, I don't want your shit. I'm just taking your dog.
Yeah, it's shit, dog.
No, man, what that shit, dude? That's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
What the fuck? Feed her lice.
Let's pause for 2 seconds, bro. We'll be right back.
The True New Podcast would like to thank our following sponsors. Juicy Fresh, McAllen, Texas, located at North 10th and Laura Avenue. Guys, you're looking to change up your lifestyle? Head out here, man. I'm talking about fresh sandwiches. I'm talking about soup. I'm talking about smoothies. Juicers, guys, you head out here, you'll change your whole lifestyle to a healthier one. Speak to Natalie. Call at 956-878-1220. That's 956-878-1220. And let her know Chewy News sent you. Barreras Plumbing. Looking for a guy to set up your pipes right, ready to go, and make all the waterworks come into your household? Give Gabriel Barrera a call at 956-534-3337. That's 956-534-3337. And let them know, Chewy News sent you. Tired of the same old scenery? Tired of the same old bar and grill? Want to change up the atmosphere? Head over to The Craft at the Eatery, located at 400 South Kansas Avenue, Weslaco, Texas. Trust me, guys. Food trucks, music, entertainment. But the main attraction is The Craft. Unstoppable craft beer. And anything you can imagine, they'll have it for you. Give Miguel a call. Let him know what's going on before you head out at 956-458-6465. That's 956-458-6465. And let him know Chew News sent you. And now, back to the podcast.
And we're back, man. Jesus Christ, man. That's crazy, dude. That's a crazy story, man. Being fucking just stealing the fucking dog. Dude.
Yeah, bro. I was like, what the fuck?
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, my mom was like, ya vamos a tener que ver las cámaras. I'm like, oh, dude, yeah. We have cats. No se hace nada. Ni yo lo puedo pescar. Y es mío. It's not the same. It's not the
same. What's got in the house? They got cats, wait. Oh shit, bro! Those things are like ninjas. Wait,
what do you mean they got cats? I got cats.
I got cats. Now. I got 18 lives with you. Yeah,
que me tiran, I'll come back.
What's on their camera? Number? They're just taking their cats. You got pictures of them, yeah, like high, up, like HD pictures of these motherfuckers just walking away with a whole bunch of cats.
Shit, walking down the street, walking, okay, what's in the bag? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. Where are you going? Going to Great China. Oh, too soon? Too soon? Too soon? Too soon. My bad. Wait. That's my fault. Here comes the hate mail.
That's why they closed down the one on 10th Street. RIP. That was the OG one, dog.
That so many stories about about that place, man. I mean, shifting gears there. Yeah, I mean, there's... Oh my God! That whole story that they found the owner at the border.
Oh, I didn't know any about this soup, dude. Right here. Oh, I thought it was just because they're low on business and shit.
No.
I didn't know all that other shit.
This actually happened, bro. He was caught at the border smuggling in dead cats.
Yep. What?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Holy fuck!
They were bringing it to a restaurant.
That's fucked up, bro.
Not one or two. Yeah. Like a lot,
dude. Quite a few. And it came out low. It was
a lot. A lo mejor era que se llevó, dijo, ya no puedo con gata, me llevaron el perro.
And that's the first thing I said when we started the podcast. Oh, this is gonna be a fun one, man.
Wait, Crystal Free Oil.
So let me understand. Crystal
Free Oil.
Yeah, what you're saying is Johnson dressed in full ninja gear, like showed up at your house.
There's
my God, dude. Okay, man, we gotta bring it back a little bit. Oh my God. Here comes the hate mail. Oh, shit. Oh, that was my fault. That was my fault.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I did not know that.
That's actual news. It's actual news. If you go on there, it's there.
You better leave while you're there.
That's fucked up. So that means I've probably tasted cat before.
Hey, you probably did. That's fucked up. Because what's this? It's chicken pot pow. No, it's gato.
Chicken pot meow.
No, dude. But yeah, that came out. That was back in the early 2000s.
That was a while ago.
Around there. Yeah, he had got caught by the border, and it finally simmered down for so long. Now after fucking bringing this up, it's probably gonna come back up again.
He was bringing in cats for rituals.
Why are there scratches on the wall? Why do we have cat posts? I don't know. No, but yeah, dude, it was crazy.
You
know what?
Just think of the food, the way you remembered it, dude.
Hey man,
that General Chow's chicken was fucking awesome.
Yes, and you know what? Yeah. And if it was what I think it was, it was good. It was good.
It was done right.
So anybody tell me you had dog or cat? Go, yeah, I've had it. And it's damn fucking good.
why didn't you bring this up like when el otro día?
No, now because you'll come up with some weird one man click would have fucking go. He would have fucking schooled us, bro. I'm pretty sure that guy's had everything. Shout out to One Man Click. Thanks for the blog, bro. That was awesome. And also he did the TikTok for the 12 beers of Christmas, and we're number 2. That was fun to watch, man. But yeah, dude.
I know estaba diciendo que possum and, you know, raccoon and all that.
Back in the day, my dad said when he was growing up, he would try raccoon.
Well, let's go there. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten as far as food as an entree? What would you say?
Keep it PG-13.
Well,
I think like that, like weird, and I haven't really tried anything super, super weird. Maybe I think like rabbit. I mean, I've tried grasshoppers and shit like that.
All right.
But I'm not like something super weird like that. No, like, I mean, I'll be down to try it, but just don't tell me. You know
yeah, it's pretty good. What was that? You don't want to know, bro.
It rhymes with.
That was his previous sound before it was murdered. What was yours, Chew? Something? Oh, man, that face just pretty much says it all. Anything crazy?
Number. It's
I can't even tell.
The weirdest thing. I'm not out. There,
you're not an adventurous person.
No, I'm not an adventurous. Like the weirdest thing I eat is like burritos from Stripes. Right?
That's because I'm taking a chance.
You know how they look like they've been there for a while, you know? Yeah.
Like, you can use them as a weapon too.
Let me have the dynamite burrito / E. coli.
This is a hold up. I'm a burrito today. Burrito to the head.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Subject arrested for holding. We found a dog behind his car.
So remember that. Any company store that has a burrito, it can be a weapon also, bro.
For sure.
I'm gonna burrito your ass if you don't come down, Bato. Oh my god, man. I think the weirdest entree I've had so far was, and actually he's one of our sponsors, Paco. His mom cooks up an amazing meal. It has to be possum. Possum is one of the most weirdest entrees I've had before. I mean, I've had raccoon.
It doesn't get more value than that.
Hey, hell yeah, dude. Yeah. They're all over the place. Yeah. Yeah. They're for the picking.
That's when my pops would be like, hey, growing up and this and that. And he's like, el raccoon, el tejón, el tacuache. And I was like, all right. But he said it was doing when it was growing up, you know.
You're like, Mexico, you survived that. I think I'd be okay. You're going to be fine.
And that's because, like, I've been to visit, like, some of my tias in Mexico. Like,
oh, my God, dude.
They were like, OG shit. Like, they grab a chicken and just murder it.
Oh, my God. Like, shit, I see that shit. Oh, my. I think I was, like, 5-6 years old, dude. Mm-hmm. We had gone to visit my cousin. Shout out to my primos in Progreso, man. I went to go visit them and stuff, and I was like 5-6 years old, And I told my mom, I'm hungry, mom. What are we going to eat? They go, they're going to make chicken today, mijo. I'm like, ooh, chicken. Oh. So my mind being the Americanized kid, thinking churches, Kentucky Fried Chicken, fucking chicken from where my mom used to work back in Carl's back in the day. That man's going to be good. Now, when I see my mom's tia walks out, and she's walking around, she finds a chicken, she like, boom, bam. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh. The chicken's like jumping around like, oh, shit. Give me the fuck. Some nigga, help me. Help me. She grabs that and wham, cuts the head off.
You did.
I'm like, damn. And I'm looking, I'm like, I tell my mom, Dia went outside and killed Jake. That's what we're eating. Go,
And I've been eating boneless wings ever since.
Back then, I could never see a chicken the correct way anymore. But no, man, it was an experience as a kid at that age to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, well, you know, yeah, you've had goldfish die, you've had hamsters die, but to see an actual killing in front of you, that just scars you, man. You're like,
the goldfish floating in a bowl is different from, you know, like your tia reaching into the bowl and murdering it. And then putting it on a plate with some salsita y bosquete, you know.
Appetizer.
Like you said, grandma, Where's my fish? Mijo, don't worry about it. Mira, aquí está caldito de especial.
Que dice, que ese Nemo, ¿cómo que Nemo? Ni modo.
Se la agregó el vato.
To all of our fans in English, we're just having a moment.
Please, we're having a moment. Yeah, bear with us, please, because it's some fucking funny shit.
So learn it.
You know what? Let's give you 2 seconds to learn it right now.
The Chewy New Podcast would like to thank our following sponsors. Trevino's Electric. Looking for an electrician to do commercial and residential? Give Armando Trevino a call at 956-209-2083. That's 956-209-2083. My boy has a crew ready to go and ready for you. Just give him a call and let him know Chew News sent you. Looking for a plumber to lay down the pipe and get everything running and running? This is the guy for you guys. Pockles Plumbing Repair. Man, my man Pockle, go out there and do his thing, man, and let you know how it is and what's going to cost you. This guy knows what he's doing. Give Paco a call at 956-249-4312. That's 956-249-4312. And if he doesn't pick up, keep calling him because the guy's always busy. And let him know Chewy News sent you. And now, back to our program.
And we're back. You better learn something. And wait is not a good word. But anyway. But anyways, man. Yeah, man. Seeing that chicken just being pretty much massacred in front of my eyes at that age just freaked me out, man. I mean, to see that, and not only that, social media has really also opened doors to a lot of shit, man. A lot of these, show actual, no disrespect to Mexico, man. I love you guys and everything, but man, you tell it like it is out there, man. There's no filter.
They show the whole thing, the whole enchilada and shit.
Pretty much the reality, you know. I mean, here in the States, yes, we have a thing called censorship. I mean, and they censor so much shit that, you know, they say, oh, there was a shoot. And speaking of that, I mean, as far as like the whole show, shout out, I mean, prayers and prayers to the young kids up in that were in that shooting with that young gentleman that went up there. Went kind of a little edgy on him, man. But shout out to, and also to all the people affected by the tornado. Also, horrible, horrible thing, man. Our hearts go out to the families out there and the families that lost
tornadoes
people.
Tornadoes have always been like fucking like some scary shit to me. Like out of like natural disasters.
Like
tornadoes. I'm like, bro, if I ever caught one of those shits, like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like hurricanes, like, you know, we've had many hurricanes.
Yeah, you live down here for a while, you get kind of used to them already.
Yeah, but tornadoes, it feels
like it's like a Michael Myers thing. You can see it coming and you can prepare. You know, it's like slow walking up on you. It's like, all right, that's fine. But a tornado, it's just like.
It's like a serial killer, dude. It's a serial killer.
Like, what the fuck?
It was funny. This was back in 2000. I want to say 2016, 2000, maybe 13. I was staying in my suegro's house for a couple of days. And we had just I just got on vacation. We're working at the Orange Box. If anybody knows who that is, what that is, figure it out. But
the therapy?
No, not that therapy. No, Orange Box.
okay. It's like orange therapy.
This one knows what I'm talking about.
You mean Tang, right?
Yeah, the Tang. Whatever. The Tang Box. Anyways, that night I had just gotten home and we were it just started raining and my suegro told me, hey, me voy a la troca para acá, amigo, porque va a llover. And se me hace que los winds están soplando pretty hard. Something the tree might fall. Okay, suegro, so I moved my vehicle closer to the home. And it just starts to rain. I mean, it rained like fuck, someone turned on the faucet and just forgot to turn it off. And it looked like only the house I was in was getting it. But everything else, I mean, I'm talking about pitch white. That's how much water was coming down. I mean, when you see white, literally, that's a lot of water coming down from the heavens. Yeah. And at the same time, the wind was blowing. I'm like, okay, that's weird. I've never seen so much wind in one area. You know, so, whatever. So I went inside, and when I go inside, my sister-in-law, she lived in Oklahoma for quite a few years, and she goes, everybody into the bathroom and get in the tub or just get in an area where I go, for what? This is a tornado. I go, what are you doing in the tornado? And go, what are y'all doing? Do I bring a camera? No. No. So they all get into the hallway, and they get into the bathroom in the area. My little boy, my son was probably about, Marcus was probably about, what, five, maybe, no, smaller, things like 3 or 4 years old. And all of a sudden, the windows, dude, it sounded, I'm not sure if you're stood next to a train close, but you feel that rumble. The whole house started to rumble. The windows were literally bending in. They were plexiglass.
Yeah.
And when they were bending, pop out, blending, pop out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you are.
I need to repent.
No. This is that day on.
And from that point, I knew I fucked up. But no, and you know, and it happened quick, man. I say maybe 30 seconds of nothing but shaking the house, and it was gone. So I didn't sleep that night. I stayed up the whole night because the lights went out in the house. There was no electricity. The only thing I had was running water, and the area of my service house was kind of flooded already with all the water. So I'm like, shit, man, that sucks, dude. This is going to suck. So I go outside with my suegro. Yeah, daylight's already because it's about 5, 6 in the morning. The lights start coming up. The front gate, it's literally like shit. I mean, it's metal. It's heavy shit, dude. Mm-hmm. That shit was bent in angles that looked like the Incredible Hulk had come by and just fucking tore it up. And then the tree, literally where I was parked, slammed on the floor. You know, and my truck would have gotten crushed. My sister-in-law's car was next to that part. That tree fell and the branch like literally did a loop over its over her car. It didn't crush it. Luck, dude, luck. But the gate was torn to shit. I walk out the streets, all you saw was trees, man. It looked like a monte.
And this was here?
That was here, there, and I handled small back little, in the day. Back in the day, man. Yeah. I was like, shit. You know, like, oh, it was a tornado that hit. He goes, no, it was crosswinds. My sister's like, that's bullshit. That was a tornado. People's roofs were gone. Techos were torn off. The shingles were gone.
I've never like experienced one, but like, I don't know if it's like fucked up for me, like to say it's like sometimes when I like, I've only seen it like kind of wanting to form around, like form. Like, I just want to see it like land, and then it's like, it disappeared. I want to see it like twice. It's like, fuck, like, why do I just wanted to see it like in real life?
Jesus,
like,
come on, I'm fully in shape. Come on.
I'm pretty far away from it. Like, I don't know how you think it would be. I just think it would be like something you like, you never forget to see in your life. If you see like, man, and live like that. Shit, like you're like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah. You gotta look at it like this, man. You don't want to be one of those people who is like, mira, there's a bear over there. Mira, watch out, vieja, take my pictures. I'm gonna go stand right next to the bear and it's gonna be
no,
you
know, pasa nada.
No, pasa nada.
No pasa nada.
Pinche crocodile hunter. That bear looks dangerous. I'm gonna poke it.
It's in the charmin.
Like one leg missing.
Did you get it or no?
tell me your guy. I did it for the vine.
Oh, no man, the vine.
The vine, like the vine. Back in the day, bro. Yeah. That was the big shit. Back
before TikTok,
bro.
Hold on, I'm traveling now.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. It went from a nightmare to a dream.
It's coming true, baby. But no, dude, and like I said, those natural disasters are something to see, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy, man. To actually
have you ever been like in an earthquake?
No. Thank God, no. I've never felt a tremor at all, man. As far as the ground
moved, I felt it once, but I think it was just it wasn't like an actual earthquake though. It was a tremor. Like pegó un pinche lightning or thunder.
Oh.
And I had never. Well, I was pretty high, but like that was back in the day though. Like. We were in the homies where we just had like chilling. We're like, oh, it was, you know why it hit us so much too? Because it was around that time where people were saying, se va a acabar el mundo in 2012 and all this shit. Geez, and it was like 2 weeks beforehand and shit. Yeah. And then we had like this bad thunderstorm.
Oh,
and shit. I had never seen anything hit so hard. Like it was pitch black, right? And like the sky was fucking dark, that madre. And that shit happened. And like it went daytime for like 2 seconds. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah.
And out of here is just, boom, and like all the car alarms go off, but you felt the ground shake.
Shit. You know,
and
what? Like, I take that back. I have
that tripped me out because I've never felt the world we fucking walked on like move. And I was like, oh shit, like that was like an experience to feel like the action. I can just picture like people like in an earthquake when you can feel the whole ass shit move. Yeah, it's like, must be like a fucked up experience.
That as far as a lightning bolt striking, this was pretty soon. It's like 5 months ago, dude.
Yeah.
McAllen had a hardcore thunderstorm, lightning storm, thunderstorm, and me and my associates were outside because we're watching the rain come down. We're all standing out there, and all of a sudden you see this lightning bolt hit this palm tree, dude. I mean, literally 50 yards away from us. Boom, dude. You could feel the shock. I felt the shockwave go through me, bro, and I didn't feel the ground move. I felt it go right through me to I felt my heart stop for like a tenth of a second and then come back on again. Oh, I'm like, shit, did you? My buddies were like, bro, I can't see it. Go, you looked at it, you idiot. You're supposed to look at the lightning, bro. It was like literally seeing black for about at least 30 seconds and then the vision came back.
Oh, imagínate.
Remember, what was it, 2012 or something like that when a tornado came down the main street of McAllen? It blew out all the.
Yeah, I remember that also. Yeah.
The same year, 2012.
Yeah, around there, man. Shit, there was a lot of phenomena on that fucking year, man. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much predicting los aztecs y que el calendar.
Where were you 1999 when the clock flipped to the new 2000? Where were you? What were you doing at that moment?
Oh, I was actually, it's funny you say that, I was in California. My parents over there, I was in, and they were like, oh, el millennium, que el millennium. They were talking about the millennium and all this shit. And then it just turned, and I'm like, oh, okay. And like, what? It's like, same shit, you know?
Here in the valley, exactly 12 o'clock.
I was in California. I wasn't here. And that, that's
probably at 12 o'clock, like, were you here during that time, around that time, the 2000s? Or right before tornado, 2000?
I was like 4 years old.
Do you remember the lights going out for about at least 5 minutes? As soon as they hit 12 o'clock midnight, the lights went poof. The whole valley was out for 30 minutes.
Nah.
30 minutes.
Oh, shit.
The whole valley. And it's funny because I was in an area, I'm not going to mention where I was at, but I was in an area where you have a lot of people tend to go outside and shoot the firearms into the sky. Mm-hmm. So imagine this, no light. No electricity, period. You're in the dark, and then you hear gunshots going like crazy. Like, yeah, you're pretty much shitting bricks, man. And I just recently got married with my wife. Like, baby, it was fun. But I want to go home with my mama. Yeah, dude. Crazy, man, dude. Bro. Crazy. The lights went out for about at least 30 minutes, and then they came back on. And I said to my wife, for 1 second, all of us literally shit our pants, didn't we?
Yeah, bro, that's crazy, dog. Like, so like conspiracy. Like, I mean, it's conspiracy, but no conspiracy. I just son como cosas que it's like into that happened like back in the day. Like some shit like happens sometimes, it doesn't. But it's like you can't really tell, you know, what's gonna happen.
Anything weird has ever happened to you like that, man? I mean, as far as like a something you couldn't explain, like a ghost experience or shit, even an alien experience, bro. Anything like that happened?
No, I've had actually like close friends tell me that they've had like alien experiences. Oh, and like shit. And like these are friends that are, you know your friends that are always like, nah, man, nah, man, you're gonna believe this guy. But then you got the ones that you're like, ah, fuck, are you sure? But like, bro, I swear to God, bro, it was floating on top of us. And like at first we're like, it's nothing. And then we're like, okay, why is it still there? And then we kind of started putting emergency lights, and then it kind of got zoomed in closer, and then like, what is it? It's not a fucking aircraft, how is it hovering over us? And yeah, like, and they were like, and it was like four people that were with them. So it was here in Nevada, and I've heard a lot of stories like around here too. So I was like, I don't think it's nothing else that has to be like an aircraft from like, you know, the border or anything like that. If it can hover, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they, all of a sudden, it just started going up, and then we didn't see no more. And I was like, oh shit.
Dude.
So I was like, I mean, I haven't personally seen one, but I think that's something that I believe in. I mean, I believe this had to be something else like that, but it's something like, man, once I do, it's like, fuck, like it changes your life in a sense. If you tend to see something like that, like an experience like that, it's like, you can be labeled as crazy now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's it. I need a card.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no, no. And it's like, no, like, you could probably be one of those, like, come yesterday, it's giving on alien. And this is like, nah, like, bro, like, I really did. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So I always take in consideration, like, man, I don't know. I take it like two sides, you know, half and half. Like, okay, he did, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you never know, you might pop my one day, one might see one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
But Sasuke, you can be one of two people in that instance. Like, it happened. I don't know what it was. I mean, I know what it sounds like, but I don't know what it was. And just leave it at that. Or you can be someone who like leans into it, like, yes, it was a motherfucking UFO. You know, my life, my perspective has changed.
Right.
And everything. You know, I can never be the same.
Yeah.
And it really just depends on that, on who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, to get that kind of bullshit from your friends was way not. I mean, that's. I mean, you get that with anything, man. You know, like, oh, number I scored with that hot chick. You know, it just comes with the territory.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything happened to you as far as like chew? Anything that you've experienced that you said you just couldn't explain, or just something just like out of the blue?
It's just. I remember like a year ago, as a matter of fact, I showed up to this place and like I started doing a podcast.
God damn it, son of a bitch. I walked into that shit. And I walked into like, that shit. Oh my God.
It was beautiful.
You see what I put up every week, man?
It was a
shining. Oh my God.
You know, it was a shining light. It was just like a beacon, like in during the pandemic, and it had big chichis and it was beautiful, pero luego de repente, boom, it went away.
They woke me up.
Yeah, woke up.
You're giving the young lady a heart attack in the corner, dude. She's trying so hard not to laugh too loud.
That's where it goes. It's not getting better than this.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Any more stupid questions, man?
I'm serious. Have you ever experienced anything like the abnormal, dude? Anything, you know, a ghost hunting, a conman, or a UFO? Stop with your podcast shit, dude.
I know. I'm traumatized by it, man.
Illegal aliens.
Yeah, illegal aliens, but they're up there.
Put up the wall.
Put up the wall, motherfucker. Come here. Bosque, I can't tell you that I've had dreams. I've had dreams that have come true, and it's not even like a fully detailed. It's like just a moment.
Oh, yeah, like kind of like dreams that you dream it, like, oh, what the fuck, did it happen already? Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like deja vu or some shit. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Like, I have a dream about something, and it's not okay, you know, like, it's just like a situation. Like, I'm walking down a hallway and I go into a door, and they repent it. Like, I'm going, you know, to someplace, and like, oh shit, this is the door I was thinking about. It was, you know, I've had, you know, dreams of like people trying to get a hold of me. Like, well, the next day, like, I talked to them. It was like, oh, I was just thinking about you. And, you know, it's stuff like that. It was, también mi mamá, like, she was like you, like, oh, well, like, the Dean, dicen que, you know, these are the signs of the apocalypse. So, yo siempre le decía que, you know what, like, in the world today, like, bad shit's always happening around the world.
Every day.
You know, every day, everywhere. Before, you just didn't hear about it. But, like, now when we're more connected, you know, you're going to hear about shit like that. So, like, you're more prone to, like, hear about something that happened a world away. And, if you're more inclined to believe that, because, you're going to think, oh, like, it's a sign of the apocalypse. But, I mean, to be honest with you, it's just another day, and that's
exactly. That's how I see it, too. Like, esos son como puras theories, and I'm like you said, like, I just go with the flow, man, like, day by day. Like,
yeah, you know, no, like, that's kind of where my perspective is coming from. Like, I'll see something, you know, and for, like, a second, I'll be like, oh fuck, that's a, you know, that's La Llorona, or, you know, it's a right, right. Or it's a UFO or lo que sea, but yeah. Like then my more logical sign, you know, comes out like, no, man, that's the neon sign from like Stilettos, man. You know,
yeah, those
flying saucers are just
shit. God dang it, too.
I fucking hate the fact I'm taking them seriously. They keep fucking taking
them. I love it, dog. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, Uranus, what do I tell
you? Pluto?
Bruto, que chingada, no, it's Uranus. Uranus, you know, it's us getting out of here. Let's move on, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Choose with Tequila. On Tequila, that's what we're getting right now.
I'm mellow right now. Imagine if you hadn't given me that shot.
Oh, like, my God, man. Jesus. The only thing that's been crazy about my side, I mean, I have experienced, I went and dropped off a friend of mine in Mercedes, south of Mercedes at their house. I dropped them off and everything. And it's on the, I can't remember the fucking road, man. I haven't been on that territory in a long ass time. But it's a long strip going south towards the border. And he lives real close to the border on the Mercedes side. I dropped them off. And the first thing we're joking around. He goes, "Hey, bro, on the way back, bro, if you feel somebody tapping your shoulder, don't turn around, wait, because there's been a lot of accidents down this road, bro. Don't turn around. Go ahead, turn around. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Don't do it, wait. Just I know we've been drinking. We had a good time, bro. But what's the thing? You're going home.
Yeah.
You feel a tap in your shoulder? Do not turn around. So I'm looking in the back seat. Are you trying to fucking scare me, wait? No, I'm serious, wait. Don't turn around. I go, why? Because it's about to press una pinche vieja allá atrás, wait. And she's nasty looking when she's gonna scare the shit out of you. Eh? Do not turn. That's why a lot of men have crashed on this road. And I'm like, bullshit, dude. Whatever. Get the fuck out of the car, dude. Get out of the car. I came out as I'm driving home. She got boom. Get to the stop sign and I'm there waiting. No cars. I cross. I'm coming. I'm already, and I'm going right. I'm about a good 5 miles in south of the Mercedes. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving. It's an open road. It just feels dark, dude. I'm talking about pitch black. Just the headlights are the only lights. So I'm driving and everything, you know, I'm driving and all of a sudden I'm moving my back, you know, like trying to adjust myself in the seat. And then I feel the tap. Mm-hmm. I'm like, the fuck? I go, what was that? I go, no,
no, bro.
No,
exactly.
I'm not going to turn around.
Exactly what you say, bro.
So let me tell you, pinche gas, man. Flying down there. I'm doing like on a 40, I'm doing like a 70. There's nobody out there. So I'm flying. I'm going. And I get to the stop sign, and I'm waiting, and then I feel like, whoa, fuck, shit, the stop sign. I'm hauling ass, dude. I finally get to the freeway, I fly home, bro. Man, dude, I had never in my life experienced something like that. I the nerve to not even look at the rearview mirror.
Chill, dog.
Not even look at the rearview mirror, because he told me, don't turn around. I go, turn around means you take a full turn, and you look forward. Like the matas, you know, and then I'm thinking to myself, me's going look at the rearview mirror and then seeing somebody out there, shit, that scared the shit out of me. I can sideswipe and crash.
Yeah.
So I'm driving and I'm like, yeah, I feel the tap. I'm like, whoa, flying down the freaking.
That's like exactly what I'm talking about too. Like I haven't had experiences where they like tap me, but I had experiences where I hear shit. Oh, and man. I always, and in my head, I'm like, nah, it's something. It's an animal outside.
Yeah.
Cayó una rama. Oh, una palma. Or algo.
It's
got to
be something.
Yeah, and then yeah. I hear it again, and it's like,
typical Mexicano response.
It's like,
put a pass.
Yeah, like, nah, me voy a dormir mejor.
Put a pass.
Chuy, ¿es tú? Pinche baboso, Chuy.
Me voy a dormir. And that's the automatic reason when you're really scared. You're really scared, especially when you're at home. And so exactly. Like, the first thing you do, I'm gonna go sleep. It won't get me if I'm asleep. Oh shit! Yeah, man. But those experiences have been crazy for me, man. And that's awesome that you're sharing that, man. Let's go to another pod deck, man. We're about an hour and 11 minutes in, bro.
It was one of the longer podcasts we had, dude.
Hey, dude, nice. Didn't you tell me about one time that your fearless leader Steve and you went into a haunted house?
Oh, and, that one! I already told that one already. And,
he said something about, hey, man, if you feel some pressure in your butthole, like, don't turn around. don't turn around.
Just keep looking forward. Just
keep looking forward. Don't look back.
What's the next question there, brother?
Bro, it's crazy that I get, like, I feel like these questions, because, like, the nightmare one, like, you know, I think about, like, stuff like that. And then I think about this, like, on, it's weird, on, like, on a daily basis.
All right, what is
the question is, when you die, what do you want to be remembered for?
There you go. Wow, this is very dark on a Christmas episode, bro.
I know, bro. Like, we were calling the spirits. Right,
hey, you were asking for us. No, not right now.
To make sure. Todos los spirits de los gatos de la China. No, I think what remember for me, just for overall being a good person to everybody, man, just spreading good energy to people, good vibes, being, you know, always supporting people, being humble, always care for the people that he loved, you know, that I love.
That's good, man, and it's good to leave something behind to be remembered by, and not only that, but leaving a mark so everybody can, you know, remember you by. Hey, yo me acuerdo este vato, man. Hey, man, it's on YouTube. Hey, man, he has it on Spotify. Hey, check out his Facebook.
That's like the main, like, you know, to leave the bigger mark with music. But, you know, if I can leave a mark with music, then beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if I can't just leave a mark as a person, then I'm
fine. Yeah.
And that's good. To be remembered that way is a good way, not the good way to go, but a good way to leave something behind for the people that care about you.
It's a good legacy, you know. That, you know, having kids, you know, who like are part of your legacy, leaving them behind.
Right,
you raise good people, you know. They're good people to the world, and you know, that's an important part of the legacy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as far as your parents, dude, your mom, your dad, I mean, how are they as far as supporting you on the stuff you do, bro?
Well, it's like every, like, you know, typical Hispanic at first, you know, they're like, "Nambe, go to school, y pa' qué vas a ir eso?" And then this and that. And, there's no money in music. But you know, like, you're right, mom, there isn't, but...
Like, but I want to do it.
Like, I mean, they haven't been wrong for that, but like, shit, you're right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but now, but you know, I changed major like a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I wanted to be like a teacher, and then they were like, "Oh, boys, if you can just take 2 years of like therapist, you can be like physical therapist, and you get paid this much." And like, "Oh, Simone, I'll take a class." And the first semester dropped out. I couldn't remember all those fucking bone names. Hell no. Can't even remember my classmates' names. Que chingamos, acordar todos esos pinches bones. And then,
what's the clavicle? Oh, ese gato en room 2.
And then from there, I think I switched to like business. And then after all those little ventures of doing that, is when I found music. And it's like, you know what? Just the music, fuck it, you know, that's what I really want to do. And they ended up actually going to my graduation when I graduated and everything. And then right now they support me, like I sell like merch for my studio. My dad, you know, supports me with the shirt. I mean, he doesn't have to be like, "No, it's too negocio," you know, I see like business, like music, and you know, supports me with the shirt. They're like super supportive now, man.
That's good.
I love it. It's beautiful.
That's something that has come up like since we first started doing the show and we started getting like music artists and everything. We talked about that how, you know, down here in the valley, it's hard when you're an artist to get, get support, you know, from your community or even your family. But because there's that mentality of like, "Name posque," you know, just go work at Home Depot, lo que sea, you know, haz tu cheque, you know, every week. Like, that's bien, and you know,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and you know, there's very little room for like, you know, go live your dream or go pursue this or that.
Yeah, and then there's like a big stigmatism too, where like that people put in the value of like, "Oh, you have to leave the valley to make it." Like, no, like, you don't. It's fucking digital, bro. Like, you can do anything you can here in the valley.
And I've said it before in a lot of podcasts, man. If you can make it here, man, I've compared the valley to New York, man. I mean, people say if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, you know.
Yeah, because in a world of ranchero music and
exactly,
that,
man.
If you can hit, then like
for sure, man.
You're good to go. You're on your way.
Yeah.
You know, and I always said that, man, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And exactly, it's the truth, man. And it's the truth because I mean, a big shout out to all the areas that offer opportunity to these young artists that come out there. They're coming out with their own original music. I mean, no disrespect to the people who do covers. I mean, hey, it's a job.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to make that bread, you know. But yeah, man, these young artists that come out and do the original stuff. Yeah, it's kind of hard for them to. I noticed here in the Valley, it's kind of hard for people to accept it. I'm not sure if I can say it like that. Not accept it, but to actually give it a chance, right. You know, and say, hey, man, I'm going to listen to this group. From one person, it goes to another person. From another person, it goes to three people. From three people, it goes to 10. Yeah. And eventually,
word of mouth.
And that's what the beautiful thing about networking is now, because you can sometimes you don't even have to leave the home or leave your studio and just toss it out. There's people to listen to it.
Because that's another thing that's helped support the artists down here is that now that there's like actual communities coming up.
Yeah.
That are like, know your struggle. Mm-hmm. And know what you're trying to do, and they respect it, and they understand it, and they'll give you that support too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got a wrestling community, we got a music scene.
Yeah, you know, we got growing artists. And growing, dude. Yeah, like before, when I left, it wasn't like the hip hop scene. At least it wasn't like this at all. And then it's like everybody's rapping. I was like, oh, it's cool. Like it's badass. It got so big that everybody's doing it.
It's like a pool party, man. Everybody's jumping in.
Yeah, everybody's jumping in when they shouldn't be. You know. And you know, growing up too, like what I was saying about Ranchero, like if it wasn't Rancho music, it was Tejano,
yeah.
Or you know, at the very bottom of the rung of the ladder was like mariachi music, and like even that was like
still above standard.
Yeah, there was a big scene. I mean, before Munda, it was like a pretty good time where there was a lot of like punk rock or like deathcore, like metal for a while. Yeah, that was badass. Hacían los shows in the incubator, todos ahí, like, todos, yeah, it was pretty good shows. So, and then I know they had some in Edinburgh too, like off the expressway too. I forgot. I think they had some shows there too. They had bastante like metal bands, like
rock. I know they had one. I'm not sure they're still over the Cubbyhole there in Edinburgh. Used to have a lot of heavy metal bands that come in there. My little band played there for a. It was for a cancer patient that's no longer with us. God rest his soul. We played there, and they have a lot of starred bands on there. Speaking of not only of annual or sponsorships or something like that, but I have Rick Phoenix doing a venue also for his uncle who has lung cancer. Look under Rick Phoenix Monsoon and check that out. That should be coming up, I believe, next month. In January, hell, man, maybe you should look into that. Maybe put a couple of artists on that venue. Have a mixture of people, and not only just rock groups, but some hip hop artists also. Make it an event, man.
Send me his info.
Rick, if you're watching, man, get in contact with my homeboy right here, man, and he can get you everything going there, so we can get not only just rock, but we'll get some hip hop artists out there.
R&B,
give us your social
medias, man. Give us your social media.
So you can find me anywhere Gizmo Music. That's like my personal for my artist name, and then anywhere else at Gem Cutter Studios, like GEM as the name of Gem Cutter Studios.
There you go, man.
And or the website's actually dropping on January 1st, so it'll be just gemcutterstudios.com.
There you go. And I'm pretty sure Rick wouldn't mind inviting anybody else, any other hip hop artists that want to jump in on this event. It's for a good cause, it's for his uncle who has lung cancer. He was in remission, unfortunately, he got it back again. So he's trying to fight it again and, you know, raise awareness also on that, man. So, I mean, yeah, it's a good cause, man. It's a good cause. And it'd be awesome to have not only, like I said, rock artists, hip-hop artists to jump in. Any country artists or some Tejano bands to jump in there also, man. Make this event huge so we can raise enough
money.
Where
is this at again?
I believe the venue, I think he was saying, is going to be in Harlingen. I'm not mistaken. I'm not really sure. I haven't gotten the full details, but as soon as I get it, I'll directly send them to you.
Rick, if you're listening, which we know you are, like just send us the details. We'll put it on the Chew and New Facebook Facebook page.
Yeah, man.
And you know, we'll also shoot them over to you. So
yeah, man.
Get in contact with them, man, because you know, some of these causes are like they touch a lot of people, and you know, there's going to be a lot of people reaching out to you.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah, man. We're coming around an hour and 30 minutes already. So, which is awesome, man, and I hate to cut it short, but because conversation
is short.
I cut it short, but conversation is awesome, and I got to go to the bathroom because I'm laughing my ass off.
There you go.
Piss your pants. But anyways, man, thank you for coming out, bro. Hey,
thank you all for having me so much. It was fun.
And we're going to have to bring you back again, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro. Yeah, I'm down, bro.
And we're going to have your girlfriend come out also.
Yeah.
She's going to have fun. I can see over there. Like, no, we're not. Yeah, we're going to.
Just show, give M&M some water.
I'm going to do that. Make that trail. Ooh, an M&M. Ooh, an M&M.
The little trail. Ooh. Peter Griffin.
Ignore that cardboard box with a stick on it.
Yeah. Ignore that camera in the corner. No, but yeah, we'll get you on here. We're gonna get you on here. So all four of us gonna conversate and have a good time. But other than that, guys, Facebook's up there.
Facebook, Instagram,
and our YouTube channel. Thank you for watching. Tune in next week. We will have the Wolf King in the house for the last holiday at Christmas. Episode.
It'll be a very special episode with Jude Remo as a co-host. I'm kicking my ass. I've never been so unneeded in a podcast before.
Reliving nightmare.
Nightmare. So fuck
yo, bro. Is it cool? Like, just a couple little shout outs.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody that has come through the studio supporting me, man. Jim Curry Studios. Shout out to Says, Arnold, Ben, Mario. Everybody that comes through, man, shows love, and make sure y'all come out this Saturday for the event. They're at Alibi downtown, and if y'all want to stop by today at Edinburgh at Peacocks, I should be spinning some music down there today.
Oh, yes. There you go. Okay. When is this Friday?
Today.
Today. Oh, you're going right now.
I do from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Damn it. Well, you know, those of you who are watching live right now, that's today. Those of you listening to the podcast, you all missed it. It was yesterday.
The other album release party is this Saturday.
That's cool, okay, man. That's cool. Keep that in mind, well, man.
Thank y'all for inviting me, bro.
No, man. Thank you for coming, dude.
Great fun, man. Right? Super awesome, bro.
Thank you for showing us, man.
On your album.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much, bro.
And I apologize for the pink thing over there making us laugh so damn much today.
Anyway, I'd like to be remembered.
Shut up, Jew. Anyways,
for my enormous penis,
aka in San Manuel.
Oh my God! This is the last time I give you a shot of tequila. This is Chew on Tequila, people.
Poncho and I have been through a lot.
Oh my God, guys! I'm gonna end the program already because this guy's getting way out of hand.
One time through a brick wall.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Oh my God, it's gonna get
nice.
Oh my God, guys, we will see you. Sight us out, you dumbass.
I have been Chew.
And this is who? And this is. I keep missing the name. G Remo. I'm gonna get him. G Remo in the house.
He's your new co-host.
No shit, my new co-host, G Remo in the house. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. Later, Gators!
You've been listening to the Chew and Ooh podcast. If it's local talent from the RGV, we're talking to them, helping local artists be heard and giving them a voice. From local businesses to artists to directors and actors to people in the music scene, we've got them. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But remember, you can catch the show on YouTube, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Check us out on Facebook Live and at distortiontx.com. See you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.